calling Jewelry Savers. This is Jalen. How may I help you?
Hey, Jalen. It's Tom. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Good.
It's pretty ugly last night, huh?
Yeah, I didn't even watch it. I think I watched the first quarter, and that's it.
Yeah, it's getting getting pretty bad. I don't want to watch much of it myself lately. I think I fell asleep sometime around the third quarter.
Yeah, I think I saw it was close, and then I was like, second half, they're probably going to pull away. So I just turned it off and watched something else that made me happy.
Right. Yeah, the Cowboys have been giving us some depressing news the past
for sure.
Past couple of months.
But hopefully we just lose out. So we'll see, though. I don't know.
Well, we'll see if McCarthy's back next season. That's.
I hope not. I really don't. I really hope he's not. But I don't want us to do anything drastic. I don't. Because I think I don't think Belichick's the answer. I don't think I don't know. I kind of like that Titans coach that got fired a little. Verbal. Is that his name?
Oh yeah, Mike Vrabel. Yep. Yeah, that could be a good option. Or even I know a lot of people are going to be in line for that Detroit offensive coordinator.
Yeah, for sure. So if we can snag somebody off of somebody else's training staff or coaching staff, then that would be great too.
Mhm. Yeah, they'll definitely be options.
Hopefully, yeah. And I don't know. People keep saying Deion, but I don't like his son. I don't think his son is. I think his son may be box office and bring in a crowd, but oh man, I don't know. I don't know if he can handle that pressure. He might, though. He's Deion's son, so he might be able to handle that.
You don't want to doubt a Sanders, but
yeah.
I'm with you. I don't know if he'd be the answer right away, anyway.
Now, if we bring him in, say all that crazy stuff does happen, we bring in Deion to be the head coach, and then we draft his son. His son cannot start right away. I want if we do end up doing that, I want him to sit behind Dak for the rest of his contract, really. And play out his contract, and then at that point, start him.
Right.
I think he can learn a lot from Dak, and then he'll know the entire playbook and all that, and be ready to go. And I think him and CD would be great together. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be the best way to play it. But when Dak's contract's up, he's gonna now that quarterbacks play even longer, he'll probably want another contract, and he wouldn't want to leave Dallas at that point.
Yeah, I think at that point, then if he does play well, then we'll have some trade compensation. Or if he does walk, then that'll be fine, too. He'll get picked up quick. I've talked to friends, and they're like, he's not going to be in the league once he's done with you. I'm like, you're nuts. If you really think that someone's going to just let Dak sit on the couch, I guarantee the Raiders will call him up as soon as he gets released.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
there's.
I think he'll get.
There's rosters. There's rosters that would love to have Dak as their quarterback.
The
right
Jets, because Aaron Rodgers is done after this year. I said, you know what's funny, Tom? When the very first game of the Jets season, when he finally was back from his Achilles, the very first play, I saw just how he was moving. I was like, that's not Aaron Rodgers anymore. He's just moving gingerly. He doesn't trust that Achilles and. It's proven, so I think the Jets could pick him up too.
Mhm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he could definitely command. He'd be the type of guy that would go to a New York market. He's already been Dallas's quarterback.
If we traded Dak during his contract and then went and got Deion Sanders' kid, that would be nuts. Because then we would trade him. But I don't know if anyone can handle Dak's contract. The Jets might be able to.
Yeah, I don't know how the salary cap is with some of these other teams. It's just nuts though that you're tying up 25% of your salary cap in one player. That's what these teams are doing now. It's just nuts. I don't know. They have to figure something out.
I saw something that CD and Dak take up a good portion of our salary cap. So.
Oh yeah, between those two, sure.
Yeah, I think CD deserves it. I don't know. Dak has said it's not about the money, but I don't know. There's only, a few players, Brady did it, and now Mahomes is doing it, where they they take pay cuts, and not many other quarterbacks do it, literally.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. But did you need to talk with Monica?
Yeah, I was just checking in. Is she in this morning?
Yeah, she's here. Let me see if she's available for you.
Okay.
All right. She says she does have someone else she's trying to get in to look at one of the other necklaces, but she said she'll call you here in a little bit.
Okay. All right, cool.
So, but, yeah, we'll reach out when we need anything, and I don't think Jake needs anything. I think it was really just the necklaces, so we'll call you back.
All right. Well, I hope you guys have a great day, Jalen. And, yeah, if anything else comes up today, certainly give me a shout. I'll be happy to help.
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds good, Tom. It was good talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Jalen. You too.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.